Hey guys, I am so excited for our last official episode. We are going to be talking all about social media and selling on your own website. Before we get into this, I want to say that this is a bit of a touchy topic for some people, as selling on a website is very different than selling on a platform. I have my own Shopify site that I've had for years, and I also have a WordPress site for photography. So I have two websites, and then I have two Etsy shops as well. So we're going to talk about that, my experience with them, the differences, and how you can really transition to your website and also use both. Okay, it's going to be really fun. Let's go. All right, if you want to keep it really simple, the biggest difference between selling on a platform versus your own website is this. If you're on a platform, the traffic is there. If you're on a website, your traffic is from you. The other big difference, you typically have more control over your website. Also, there's going to be way more fees for a website. For example, I have a Shopify site that I absolutely love, will always love it, but I have a lot of plugins in it. So there's the base fee, and then there are fees added on for things like a booking calendar. I have to have a booking calendar. I have a digital download plugin as well, and I have a couple other plugins. My friend actually was the one who built our website initially, so I just see the bill every month, and I don't remember every single plugin, but I think we have four. I think there's four plugins in the website, and that's for a pretty laid-back website. It's not super intense, and if I don't sell enough to cover the bills that month, I still have to pay the bills. So that's very rare. I usually don't have to pay out of pocket for my website, of course, but I think I've had to do it once or twice in the whole scheme of it, because I just hadn't had, it was a down month. You will have to pay those fees no matter what. So you will have to pay the fees. And if you have a lot of plugins, some of them can be $25 or $30 a month. Some of them are more, which is a lot more than a platform is going to charge you, if that makes sense. So if you're selling on a platform, and my experience is with Etsy, there's also platforms, there's tons of different platforms out there, but I use Etsy. And then, if you sell on Amazon, things like that, that would be a platform. What I like about having stuff on Etsy is I don't have to pay, because I have a ton of digital downloads, is I don't have to pay extra for a plugin for digital downloads. I don't have to pay for a plugin for anything like that. I just put it up and have it. It's seamless. With Shopify, because you're building your own website, you have to build things. So I see a lot of conversations online about, people who may not be in love with Etsy anymore, and they're like, I'll build my own website. They are not the same thing. I see them compared a lot. They're like Etsy or Shopify. People talk about that a ton. There's tons of YouTube videos on it, tons of blog posts about it, things like that. So I think that they are very different things. I think that it makes sense as a business owner to have both if you're selling something that would be a good fit for Etsy or on Amazon. I think it absolutely makes sense to do that. So I do most of my selling for print on demand on my Etsy shop. My website, I have a photography website. That's my main website, and that is the most expensive one if we're getting in the nitty gritty, because it's a really large website and doesn't have as many plugins, but the hosting is more expensive, and it's I have some other things I pay for with it, extra security on that website. So I love that, and it's great. And I love my photography website so much. It's 11 years old, I think, at this point, 12 years old. I got it when my youngest was a newborn. So end of 2012, and not my youngest, my middle son. He's not my youngest. My youngest son. I got three kids, not two. So when he was a baby, I built the website, and I got it in late 2012, early 2013, and built it out from there. So that website is really old. I was able to have it on the first page of Google for a really long time. I plan to having it to work on it going back up this coming year. I've really haven't done a lot with it. I love blogging over social media. If you are going to use social media, I absolutely believe you should also have a blog because blogs work long term. The best way to think of this is if you do an Instagram post, it's going to be there for a day and then it's going to be lost in the sea of social media. If you have a blog post, it's going to be on your website and it's going to be up there and then it's still going to be up there when someone is on your website. So I absolutely, no matter what you are selling, I absolutely recommend having a blog to it. I do not have a blog for my Opal and June. I say this immediately. I don't have a blog for my Opal and June stuff anymore. I used to. I don't anymore for my Shopify site because I couldn't maintain it and it was just spread. I was spreading myself too thin. But that's the only reason I don't have anything for Opal and June on there on my website. So I used to have, run Opal and June with my best friend and she's incredible. And she decided to go to law school, which is so freaking cool. So obviously she doesn't do much with that business anymore. And so it's mostly just me. And when that happened, I basically stopped doing the social media and just did the behind the scenes things and didn't do any of the blog work either because I had to be more focused on just day-to-day stuff. And I had to, you know, had a lot going on. So with that, I had to kind of give that up with Opal and June. And I do recommend, though, if you are very serious about a business, Opal and June, the dress rentals have always been a very much side thing for me. It was a lot of work to put them up and like make it happen. But that was the biggest thing was that. And so that's why I did initially want to do the blog and I had probably 15 blog posts on it, but eventually took it down and I don't have those. And that's okay because I really, really do go hard on the SEO on product pages because I understand SEO. And I also will share stories on my Instagram, even though I don't actively post on there anymore. So if people rent stuff, I will share. I will always try to go share their posts. Not always. I'm not perfect, but I do try. And then for my print on demand shop, I do have a very small Instagram that I just wanted to get up to like 50 or 60 posts really quick so that there was a landing page because I was getting messages sometimes about my social media. I am not concerned really with building social medias for that because I sell on Etsy mostly and because that is a platform, but I do have some of my print on demand items on Shopify and they do occasionally sell. So one thing I'm going to say that's a big thing with that is that mine do sometimes sell, but I have been doing Google SEO for a very long time. Like I am not new to SEO. I know that our SEO topic we talked about earlier in episode 3 was a little bit all over the place because that's just how SEO is when you're figuring it out. And I want it to be as easy to consume as possible. But I've been doing SEO for a long time on Google. And I've had both of my pages on both of my main websites be number one on Google for their search terms for a long, long time. So because with Opal and June, with the dress rentals, I don't have to really do a lot because I still update the website regularly and I don't do the social media much, but I do really just go to town on the SEO for those products. And because of that, I'm able to get sales sometimes on there. One thing about Opal and June that can be confusing now on my website is that because I now have shirts and mock-ups on there too, there's different policies. And so because it was because I have rental items, people have to agree to the terms of service. And so with that, it can be a little confusing now. And so that website is a little bit bananas. If you're looking for like a good Shopify website, a lot of people use Shopify. You're welcome to look at my Opal and June website, but no, it's not the best shining example out there. And it is pretty neglected except for product pages. So when I put things up, which is like probably once every couple of months, I really, really work on the SEO hard. And because of that, I have been able to get organic sales from Google for my print on demand stuff. And then definitely rentals, mostly rentals. That website is like 95% rentals and then occasional other sales. But I really like that I have another website, that I have my website and that I'm able to put my items on there. I'm not sure if it's going to stay all on the same website or if I'm going to eventually split them. So that's something for 2024, like fall 2024 me to decide. Right now, it's just all together. So one thing that's great too is buying your own domain so that you own that. I buy domains whenever I want to have a business idea. So I don't just own, like, my website is opalandjuneshop.com, but I also own the domain opalandjunestore.com. And I have a lot of fun with that. Getting the right thing. I also, for my photography podcast, I did not buy a domain for this limited series, but I did buy a domain for Your Photographer Mom, and it's yourphotographermom.com, and it just redirects to the page on my website where I talk about, like, my main page about my website, my podcast for Your Photographer Mom. And that's something that I love. Like, that's really great. But if you have your own website, you have to drive your own traffic. They are not the same things. You have to get really good at SEO. You have to really hone in there. This is why I think it's so fantastic to start on a platform like Etsy, because you could have people there who are buying already, and you can also build up your social media. I think that the dream, like, for a lot of people is like, well, I just want to post stuff and not do anything, and all the marketing is for me. And that is something that is so great, but it's also not, like, sustainable long term if you want to expand. So I don't, like, that's something I love about Etsy, is that I have been able to take a great social media break for 2023. Very few posts. It's been really, really great, and no guilt over it, because I've been pushing so much into my Etsy shops. And a lot of times those listings can feel like social media, but I'm also very aware that if I want to expand, I'm gonna have to do more social media. So remember that you can drive traffic. You can do social media. No one is an expert at social media when they start. I recommend picking a platform that you really like and working on that one. So for me, and who knows, my plans might change. It makes sense for me to make TikToks for my mockups, because I wasn't going to share about them a lot at first. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to do some cute behind the scenes for mockups. I didn't really think much about it. And then when people kept asking me about AI mockups, it was nice to send them to a link, like a TikTok page, where I could be like, oh, here's me taking mock-up photos. Like, it's the real. I like having that. I love having the behind the scenes. So that's a great behind the scenes thing to do. I love that. And Instagram is mostly just like, I think of Instagram kind of as like a portfolio for my photography work. And that is, but my main thing would be Instagram. I haven't been posting, but my main thing would be Instagram out of all of them. I had a huge Facebook page back in the day for what was considered huge. And so that was a big wake-up call for me back in the day when people left Facebook more for Instagram. And since then, I've never been able to fully commit to a social media platform like I did originally with Facebook, because so much can change. But I definitely recommend picking one and hanging out there and building that platform as you drive your own traffic. Just pick one, commit to it, decide to post. A good strategy to have is just to post every day, Monday to Friday. You can do a scheduling app. I use Planoly. I've always used Planoly for years off and on. And that's something that's great because you can schedule things out. Another thing you can do is just write your posts in, like, your notes app on your phone and then just copy and paste them. One thing, I have a rule in our family. Our family has a rule that if mom feels like blogging, then she's going to go do it, because I don't always feel like blogging. I don't always feel like recording podcasts. So when I have either of those vibes going on, I go for it. And I know that sounds a little silly, but, it's just a great way to be like, okay, like, I need to write a blog post now, so I'm going to do it. But I absolutely recommend everyone, no matter what social media you use, if you are setting up a website, utilize the blog. Absolutely. So one thing I do, because I don't use the Opal and June blog a lot, I'll talk about Opal and June on my main website. So my main website is lissachandler.com, and it has links to literally everything on there. So there's a page on there, the outlines, that's been up since I planned this series in October, maybe September. And then I did a guest podcast, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this or not. Like, I had even put up the page and was like, I'm going to do this, and was kind of wishy-washy. And then I ended up doing a guest episode on an Etsy seller podcast. And I was like, oh, I could do that. Like, I like talking about Etsy. And then I ended up recording everything in November. And it was just so fun to put together, but everything is on my, lissachandler.com. There's not a lot on Opal and June. And since I post on lissachandler.com more, and I love that, 'cause it's just my name, so I feel like I can really go for whatever. I will link to products on Opal and June, and that helps SEO too. So when you get into websites, absolutely have a blog. I cannot overstate it enough because that's going to help with SEO. You want to write descriptions for everything. Descriptions on platforms like Etsy are kind of important, but not really important. On websites, they are make it or break it. You have to be able to do that. So really just have fun with it. Just, again, we've talked about writing descriptions before. Just if you have a trouble writing stuff, just record yourself talking and then basically type that up and, you know, edit it a little bit. You can do it. So using social media can seem a little bit scary if you've never done it. But the thing is, everybody feel self-conscious, and it doesn't matter if you're scared about someone seeing it and thinking like your stuff isn't the best. Everyone's stuff starts somewhere. I have definitely posted stuff that was not great. I have definitely posted things that I took down later because I decided they weren't great later. There's so many options out there. There's so much you can do. And if you do not start, just like with your design work, if you do not start, then you will not get better. Social media takes some time and it takes a lot of practice and just, you know, it can, you know, if you're introverted too, it can be very hard. But if you want to sell on your website, you have to do social media too. I'm sure there's people out there who say that you don't have to, but if you are trying to build your own website, you need to have a social media too, even if you're not the one running it. You need to be able to scale them together, because if you have your own website, you need to drive that traffic. That is the biggest thing. So theoretically, if you're selling on a platform like Etsy, you might not need social media, but you will if you are trying to drive that traffic to your website. Okay, hope that was helpful. This script, there's no script at all for this for this episode. Not even like, there's like one sentence about what this one's going to be, because I know I'd kind of go all over the place. This is our last scheduled episode, and I can't believe we're already here. And I just can't believe it. But really, the biggest thing I can tell you with social media and your own website is to write that blog. And a great way to use the blog, this is probably the most important thing that you'll hear on this episode is that what you're going to do is, when you write a blog post, you can repurpose that into social media content. So say you write a blog post, say you are selling print-on-demand shirts for zookeepers, and you're like, okay, I love tigers. Here's five fun facts about tigers, and you feature one of your shirts on your blog. What you do then is you make it a condensed version of that, take out some of the extra text, take out that, and then you put it on your social media, your Instagram, and you're like, here's some fun facts about tigers. What do you think about tigers? It's always great to have a call to action on social media, but know that it is very difficult to always have engagement on social media. So sometimes you're going to ask a question and no one's going to respond. And that's fine. Like, it takes time to build things up. You have to be able to put in to get anything back. And I mean, like, genuinely put in fun excitement, put in what you want to take out. Basically, you have to be interested in people if you want them to be interested in you. And that goes for businesses as well. Like, we all, when we have friends, we want them to be interested in us. And we want to be interested in them. No one likes a friendship that's just one way, right? And those are exhausting. So think about social media that way. I know it can be hard to engage. It's something that I really struggle with. So this was like, I was kind of back and forth on whether or not I should do this post, and definitely whether or not I should end the series with it. But it really is something that people have questions about, and I would just strongly recommend blogging. Worry when you're doing your own website, know that it's not just going to be your website, it's going to be your website and some form of social media. And if you're not going to do social media, then you're definitely going to have to do some ads. But things like social media, like if you're selling on a platform, people can see the reviews on there. People can see reviews on websites too, of course, but if you have that plugin. But They can see the reviews, of course, if you have the right set up for it on your website. But with the social media, you're going to find a lot more trust for random websites if they also have a social media. So if like you have an Etsy shop and you cannot find a social media for it, that's fine. People aren't really going to go look for it. But if someone sees your website pop up on like a Google ad and it's a suggested thing for them, then they will most likely go ahead and want to check you out on social media to make sure that your website is safe. And there's a lot of great ways to build beautiful websites, and you can always hire a designer and have someone help you. But you know, there's a lot of trust that you can get with selling on a platform. So right now I am still in my platform set phase. Eventually, I'm sure, because I know myself, I am sure that I will eventually have a very large website, at least website portion for print on demand. I don't know if I'm going to keep it on the same as my dress rentals, as I think that can be a little confusing. But I also think that 3 websites to maintain is a lot for one mom at home. So we'll just see how it goes. And I have so much fun on my websites. I love it. They're like my little online homes. I love my Etsy shops. I will say a big difference between the Etsy shops and the websites is I feel like I truly, and anything can happen with website. I had a horrible website hacking in like 2017. And that's why I have like extra security and stuff on my main website and play for stuff like that. But it's, you know, things can happen to a website, don't get me wrong, but it's so nice. Like those websites truly feel like my home. Like I love being on my website, like scrolling through them, like they feel like home, and there's so much work and love that goes into them. And it's just so fun, and you really can own it and like design it and have so much freaking fun with your website. There's so much more you can do, but with so much more that you can do, there is a lot more to figure out, and it can be discouraging. And that is why if you are doing print on demand, I absolutely recommend staying on a platform. I recommend doing a platform, and then what you're going to do eventually, and this is the real ticket right here, is when you are to the point where you really want to expand, what you can do is So I'm going to take a step back. With my mockups, I sell a whole shop bundle. And what I do when I do that is when I put up a listing, I also have a hosting. Like I host my stuff in something called Pixie Set. That's how I deliver all of my galleries. It's a different, it's separate from my website. It's a different thing. It's a subscription platform. And when I upload a photo on Etsy for a listing, I also upload it into a main gallery for that item type. So if I am listing a white Bella Canvas t-shirt, I have a Bella Canvas gallery on my Pixie Set with a section just for white shirts, and I put them up at the same time. And so I think if you are, because of that experience, although I have not built up my Shopify site, I have not built up my Opal and June website really to have a lot of listings. There's probably like 100 on there. What I don't do them simultaneously. I kind of just copy those and do them whenever now. But if I were trying to build up my website, one way you can do it hand on hand is when you list an item on your platform-based site, immediately post it on your website too. So that's easy because you already think about that item. You won't be able to list as, you won't be able to grow the platform shop as quickly if you're doing this. And I definitely recommend it once you've been doing print on demand for a while and like have that sales history and know what's going. I think that platforms are a great way to test things out to see if there people have interest in them too. And then build that out on your website. So if you come up with a design, you can put it on your Etsy or your Amazon, and then you can also put it on your website at the same time. Another option we haven't really talked about, and I just wanted to touch on really quickly, is using Faire. I love using Faire. I think wholesale is fantastic. I love it, and it's a lot of joy, brings a lot of joy and fun into my bookish items specifically. And what I recommend with that, what I do for Faire, because it's again listing stuff, is I usually will go in and list things after I have a sale. So if I have a sale, I probably listed like 10 or 15 items to start. And then now whenever I have a sale, I try to add more items within that week. I'm a little behind right now, but that's something that I've done that's great. And again, with wholesale, that's something you can think about when you are more like niche down and have more of a design style going on. So guys, this has been so fun. I hope this has been a helpful podcast. I feel like it's a little bit different than a lot of the information out there. It was very conversational. We still have a couple of bonus episodes coming after this, so I'm not fully saying goodbye, but this is the end of the scheduled content. It has been really fun. Again, I will not be offering any kind of course. This is just something I really wanted to create, a space for anyone who was, you know, sitting at their desk designing work, sitting on the couch trying to figure out how to design things. I wanted to have some kind of content out there where people could listen that wasn't super tutorial driven and was more just like you were hanging out and having your questions about print on demand answered by your friend who also does print on demand. So thank you guys so much for being here. It's been so freaking fun, and I will talk to you next week where our first bonus episode is all about reviews, and it's going to be just a freaking blast. Thank you guys so much. It's been amazing. Bye.